This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Netflix Life, a streaming TV podcast from Fansided. I'm Bryce Olin. He's Cody Schultz. We're here to talk about Netflix. We've got a good episode for you this, I guess, month. We're doing these monthly. We're going to talk about all the new releases coming in July. But first, we want to take a look back at Stranger Things Season 4. It's been a year. Stranger Things Season 5 is not coming anytime soon. How do you feel, Cody?
It's hard for me to believe that it's been a year already since season four dropped. I know it dropped in parts too, so technically we're looking at the year anniversary of the final two episodes, which were basically like 4 hours long.
That's right. I always forget that they split it. It feels like that it was such a summer show, but it really was Memorial Day weekend, I think, was when the first part dropped.
Yeah, they strategically leveraged that so well, like doing the first part at Memorial Day weekend, second part 4th of July weekend. Like, it's no wonder that the seasons were so well watched because everybody was off and ready to dive into them. And season four was really good. I really loved the season. I'm anxious to see. I feel like anxious is the running word for me. I'm excited, but I'm just more so anxious of how it's going to end, because sticking the landing is so hard for shows. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how exactly they might wrap the show up, especially knowing like they talked about doing possible spinoffs. So I'm like, how are they going to end this show in a way that brings closure to the initial narrative, but does leave these doors open for the spinoffs that they want to tell?
Yeah, I think that, like, I agree with you. I'm also nervous in part because of the ending. Also just with like the strike, they were supposed to start filming in May. We were already looking at like probably next summer at the earliest, if they were able to like kind of get off the ground and like really get rolling. And we know that none of that has happened. I think it was the Duffers that like tweeted that they won't be working until the strike's over. So it'd be really great if the studios could make a deal and get that going. Cause I think we're at least with a show like Stranger Things, it's probably going to be 8 episodes. I know they said like early on, like, oh, we're not going to make them 2 hours long or whatever, but let's see. Let's see how it works out. So we're like, you know, 10 to 16 hours of content here that needs to be made, with a lot of probably based on where the season ended, with a giant hole to the upside down. I think that's what happened in Hawkins, like a lot of CGI, a lot of effects, probably a lot of action sequences, like all that stuff takes a lot of time to rehearse and plan and then do all the post-production. So 2025, I'm looking at you for when this one might actually drop. Hopefully by next fall, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like 2025 is becoming a very real reality for this show, which is just crazy to think. Like, I know it's been a running joke with like the young cast and like that the ages are going to be hard to keep track. But it's like, if we do, you know, have to wait until 2025, this cast is going to be, I mean, I think they could all be in their 20s at that point. I know there's some of them that are already in their 20s, and it's just insane to think that they're still going to be playing, like, I don't even know what age they're supposed to be at this point. It's gotten so confusing to keep track of. But yeah, with this, the writer strike going on, the Duffers were like one of the first ones to come out and say, look, like, we're not filming until this is over. Like, the story isn't finished once the scripts are done. Like, we're always adding to things. And that makes sense for them, because I think the rumor last year was like, they were still editing parts of the finale until like right up to the last minute. And so it's like, these are a pair of writers and creators who are very hands-on from the start to the finish of the production. And so it makes sense that like, they're going to be like, no, we can't be stuck to not having the ability to do rewrites and change things and that. And I think it's a smart move, because it does help the show. Like, if you get in the season, you're starting filming something and something's working and you want to expand upon it, or if something's not working, you want to scratch it and go with a different direction. You don't have that ability when you have to just stick to what is written and you can't make those changes. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I think what will help it is it doesn't sound like they're going to be filming in too many locations this year.
Right.
Because it should all be, for the most part, centralized in Hawkins. So I think that might help, because I know one of the biggest struggles with season 3 and 4 But four in particular was just how many different locations they were filming and having the cast kind of spread out and having to juggle all the schedules. But that's the other hard thing. Like, these cast is, I know they're locked down contractually, but it's like they're busy, like they're booked and doing a ton of other things now. And so I'm really curious to see like how that'll affect when they can pick back up production, because it's like, will the actors go right into this project, or if they were working on something else, will they have to figure out a way to share them? Or I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
I know, it's so, what's the right word? Confusing, I guess. Cause it's like, on one hand, Stranger Things is like, the Duffer Brothers are like, we don't shoot during the strike. We're waiting for it to end. We're writing throughout the whole process. Eric Kripke the other day tweeted about The Boys season four. He said that they're delayed. They're not working on it. There's ADR. They write throughout the entire process, you know, while they're doing ADR even. So like literally the last cut they're writing still on, like, so, but then you have other shows that are just like full steam ahead. We're filming right now, which I don't get how, what's the difference, but, I mean, I guess it's good for the fans of those shows. It's bad for other fans. It just doesn't make sense to me. And someone who like follows the industry like as closely as we do, if we can't like understand it, I'm sure like it's just a very confusing process at a very confusing time with multiple like one strike going on, another one looming. Like, how is this all going to settle? We have no idea. I can pretty much assure everyone that Stranger Things season 5 will be made. It will get done at some point. Some other shows, though, I watch out. I don't know. They're up in the air. But yeah, that one's, we can count on Stranger Things getting made, I think.
Yeah, and I guess we should mention, too, like, we're filming this on the eve of the actors' strike, potentially. So
yeah, that's true.
That's
good
the
point.
Big thing is, like, by the time this episode drops, the actors could also be on strike because their contract is expiring literally at midnight on June 30th. And so there's a very, very strong possibility that these productions that we're filming, when the, you know, even though the actor strikes was ongoing, are going to have to shut down because suddenly the actors aren't going to be able to film. And I think it's going to be, I think it's smart. I understand, like, for some of them, if the script was done, like, why they did it. But I think it's going to, it could cause them issues in the end, because if you think about it, with the actor strike, we don't know how long that would last. So you're going to have, like, appearances can change within a couple months, and so you're going to have to kind of match the actors' looks from the first batch to when the break was, and I think that could be a little bit interesting. And also, like, the settings, like, some of these places are filming on locations, like, the weather is going to change dramatically from summer as we get into September and that. And so
should we talk about the next one? We're talking about Outer Banks, if anyone is not picking up on what we're talking about here. So Outer Banks is filming. They announced it to Doom on June 17th, but they had already been in production for at least a few weeks at that point in time. Filmed a little promo to show the fans that they were back in action, all to potentially be shut down in like a matter of hours now, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing that's just so weird to me, because I'm like, I'm sure that's expensive, like, to kickstart production, then have to pause and then start it all back up. So I'm like, I feel like some of these studios should have just waited it out, but it's hard because as a Netflix podcast, like, Netflix is to blame, honestly, for the stall of this strike, because it seems like they're kind of the one player that's at the heart of a lot of what the unions are looking for and just not wanting to negotiate and really continue this conversation. So it's going to be interesting to see. I know they keep saying, like, we're safe, we've got plenty of stuff in the pipeline, but it's like, it's going to hit them eventually. Like, you've got shows like Stranger Things they might have been banking on for 2024 that might get pushed to 2025. Outer Banks, if they aren't able to start filming until, you know, late 2023, what does that mean for their release time? Like, could they still be able to? I think that one would still be able to make 2024 just because it doesn't have as much effects. But, you know, it all depends on, like, when they start filming again. Like, instead of having a summer
film
or
in
spring,
the winter.
Yeah, I don't think we want to post Christmas. Like,
I mean, would like
actually.
But, like, in terms of, like, there's just a different vibe to the, unless you're going to go in and, like, we've seen it before. They go in and brush it up, make it look like summer, take out the breath, you know, that you see, like, the freezing cold air. They can do it, but it's just, I think didn't they have when John B fights the alligator in season two? I'm pretty sure they said that they filmed that in like February in like South Carolina, and they said it was like 30 degrees in the water, and they just had to keep doing it on this like. But they made it work. It's all it looks like summertime.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was my mind went right to water, because I'm like, these actors are in the water a lot, and I don't know temperatures of the water in these different regions, but I'm like, I would not want, like, as an actor, I wouldn't want to be out in like water. It's like 30 and 40 degrees or colder.
No, I know. There's a reason why we work from home. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, yeah, should we just get into like what's coming in July now?
Yeah. So there's a lot of good shows and movies coming in July. I'll read through the list and then we can break down some of the titles we're most looking forward to, which there's a lot this month. I have to say it's been a quiet few months for Netflix, but I feel like they're going hard with July and there's so much coming. So if you're looking for something new to watch on Netflix this July, here's every Netflix show and movie coming in July 2023. We've got 19 to 20 season one, Back to 15 season two, Bird Box Barcelona, Captain Tall season one, DP season two, Five Star Chef season one, The Great British Baking Show, The Professionals season seven, The Lincoln Lawyer season two part one, Hack My Home season one, Happiness for Beginners, The Outlaws, Quarterback season one, Sugar Rush The Baking Point, Survival of the Thickest season one, Sweet Magnolia season three, They Clone Tyrone, Too Hot to Handle season five, and The Witcher season three volume two. Now, as a reminder, these are just the Netflix movies and shows coming. There's also a lot of great comedy specials, documentaries, Netflix family editions, as well as a ton of acquired comedies and movies coming in the month as well. So let's get into it. I feel like there's a lot of picks that we could dive into first. Which one are you most excited about looking ahead to July?
Well, if you had asked me a month ago, I probably would have said The Outlaws, but I watched The Witcher season three, part one, five episodes. I know on the last episode of the podcast, I said that I didn't like the show, and I told you right before this, I'm having like a personality crisis because I really like the first five episodes of The Witcher season three. It just like feels like a totally different show. And I don't know, it took them 16 episodes to get on the right track or like to build for this moment. And now I'm like, I need to watch the end. So I think that that's probably the what I'm most excited about. I am excited to see some of the movies as well too. Like I mentioned, The Outlaws, that's a Adam Devine from Workaholics, Nina Dobrev, Vampire Diaries. And what was that Netflix one? The Christmas one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know it, but I can't think of the title.
Yeah, she was great in that. Pierce Brosnan is in this movie, but it's about a bank manager and his fiance. They're getting married, and then potentially, or allegedly, I guess, the people who rob his bank maybe are his new in-laws. So it's an action comedy. We know Netflix like audiences love the action comedies. I think like three of their best or like most popular movies of all time, like top 10, are action comedies, with Red Notice being number one. So yeah, those are my two picks, I guess. We'll go there.
Yeah, I feel like The Outlaws should be a slam dunk for them. Definitely in the vein, like we've seen, like you mentioned, Red Notice is their most successful. I don't think there's much humor in Extraction, but it's an action franchise, so yeah, it's the bubble.
It's funny to me.
What was I can't remember, The Adam Project. That was the other Ryan Reynolds kind of action comedy. That one did really well. So, I mean, I think this definitely is one that fans will really flock to. I'm excited about it. It looks like it'll be just a fun time. It's coming out July 7th, so right at the beginning of the month. The movies are still getting the Friday releases, which is kind of nice because the shows are dropping all random points of the week. Like, I'm just waiting for them to start like picking some Saturdays to throw random stuff out there too. But yeah, I think that one will be a good one. I really do.
Yeah. What about you though? I think I know, but I don't know. There are two that I think, well, three really, that could be in contention, but yeah, you go.
Yeah. I'm really, there's a lot coming in July. Like, I am getting a little bit of everything that I want from Netflix. I'm going to say the ones, I'll just list them all and we can break them down.
Yeah.
The I'm looking forward to The Lincoln Lawyer. That was a really, really fun new show last year. This one was one that kind of just sprung upon us. We didn't know it was going to be coming. And they're like, surprise, it's coming in July and it's getting the split season treatment, which is going to be interesting, different than what we saw with season one. But I think it'll work for this one. I think the split, it's more, I don't know, I feel like it'll be more natural than like a show like You. It just did not work for that show, but I think it can work for this one. We also have Quarterback, which is a new sports documentary, which I never thought I'd say I was excited for a Netflix sports documentary. and then there's Sweet Magnolias. Season three is coming in July as well. So I guess let's start with Lincoln Lawyer. It's the first of the three to premiere. So yeah, if you haven't followed The Lincoln Lawyer, definitely give it a shot. It's based on the book series of the same name. And season two is going to actually adapt the fourth book in the franchise, which is a little bit interesting to skip out of order. And it's funny because I was reading about the book, like out of curiosity, and it looks like they're changing a lot with the book and the series, which is going to be a choice. Because in the book, Mickey, who's the Lincoln lawyer, he's fallen on tough times in this book and is like has to take on a foreclosure, and he doesn't usually do that type of law. And then his client gets accused of murder, and so yeah. So basically, the premise in the book is he starts like he's defending a banker, or no, he's defending a client, and then they get accused of killing the banker that they blame for taking away their home. So in the show, he is actually riding a high. He just won his case in the first season. Spoiler alerts. There's a twist ending still if you haven't watched it that's worth binging season one. So kind of flips it because instead of him being at a hard time in his career, he's actually like riding a high after kind of struggling. And in this one, he's defending a chef named Lisa, who is played by Lana Priller from Once Upon a Time. And she gets accused for murdering this like big businessman who's trying to like gentrify the neighborhood where her restaurant is. And so it's a little bit different, like in terms of like some of the plot twists of what they're doing, but I think it's going to be really, really fun. I think fans are going to enjoy the season. I'll be curious to see how the split works for them. They're doing part one will be 5 episodes. Part two will be 5 episodes. Part two arrives August 3rd. So about a month apart. But I'm excited for this one. Season one was really fun. It gave us a lot of old USA vibes was what I think we kind of compared it to, of like those white collars, suits, which is clearly doing well
now on Netflix
right now.
Yeah.
So I think they hit the spot with this one, kind of different than what we've seen from some of the other Netflix stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's got the post 4th of July weekend release, which so July that'll be coming July 6th. The second part arrives 4 weeks later on August 3rd. I don't know if I want to put it into the universe, but top 10 potential just based on the release date of like people having that weekend or doing something the first weekend, kind of coming back home and just chilling the second weekend. Everyone likes picking up a new show on Netflix. So there's definitely some potential for that one. And the first season was sneaky popular. Like I did not see this. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh, I don't know. Sometimes Netflix kind of, they try to do like, because it's also based on, wasn't there the movie that was also based on this book series? So it's like sort of diving into like established fan base. And we know that when Netflix does that, they can kind of pop. So definitely watching, interested to see how that one does.
Yeah, I feel like it was really one of those sleeper hits that kind of, I mean, I was drawn to it just because I love legal shows. Like there's not many of them. And I was like, okay, this is different. Like we haven't seen Netflix do something in this genre to like an extreme extent. And it was funny because I hadn't watched the movie with Matthew McConaughey. I just dove right into the series, and maybe that helped of like why I enjoyed it so much. I wasn't comparing the two, but yeah, I think this one has potential. I'm surprised they didn't drop it like on the 5th and do like a Wednesday release or do something like drop it before. So it could have had like that long 4th of July holiday to kind of get people watching, but I still think it'll be a hit for them. Like you said, season one was a real sleeper for Netflix, and fingers crossed season two does just as well, because I want more seasons of this show. And so definitely tune in, watch, get the streaming numbers up so we get a third season.
That's the pitch. Let's see, what was the other one you mentioned? Oh, quarterback, July 11th. That's we're following around some NFL players. Is it during the season, after the season? Have you seen it?
Yeah, so this one, it's a first for Netflix. They've done some sports documentaries, but they've never done anything with
Yeah.
like the NFL. And so the show is it's 8 episodes total, and it's a docuseries that was filmed from the beginning of the 2022 season to the end. So all of the most recent NFL season. And it follows Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs, Kirk Cousins from the Minnesota Vikings, and Marcus Mariota from the Atlanta Falcons. As the title hints, all three quarterbacks. And it kind of follows the ups and downs of the season, but also like a look at their personal life outside of football and what goes into game day that people don't necessarily see. And so, as a football fan, I'm interested to see how this one, how it kind of performs in that and what to expect. I think it'll be different. It'll be interesting to see how it hits. If it's really successful, will Netflix try to work out more deals with the NFL? It's also one of the ones like, could season two already be in the works because the NFL season's going to be starting soon? So if they want to do
Yeah.
season two, it already kind of has to be in the works because the season will start kind of in August with the preseason. But yeah, I think this one will be an interesting one. It's arriving, I think July 11th is a Tuesday, so it's an interesting date to drop it on. But I feel like this one's going to be one that people would just kind of binge whenever. But I think it'll be interesting. I'll be watching, and I'm sure a lot of fansiders will be watching this with the Kansas City Chiefs connection there.
Yeah, we love the Chiefs, Zach. What was I gonna say? Oh, what were the other? So we had F1, Drive to Survive, something like that, is the big Netflix like first real like sports docuseries going behind the scenes, following them throughout the season. What is the HBO one is the what is it? Hard Knocks or something like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is that what it
Yeah.
is, where they do the like they follow the team, but this is really just more the quarterbacks. What Full Swing is the golf one that they did, where they follow a bunch of golfers throughout like the PGA Tour or whatever. And then the other one is Point Break, Breakpoint, the tennis one, where they follow the tennis people. I don't really care that much about football, but I like to watch stuff that can like change my perspective a little bit and be like, what do these guys do? Because that's sort of fascinating to me. I'm like, how do they drive themselves to the field? Do they go home after the games? Like, what do they do? Like, I'm more curious than like that kind of stuff. So I might watch if there's any of that. So you'll have to let me know.
Yeah, I think this one will be interesting because yeah, we've never it's giving. I think Hard Knocks. I've never really watched that one religiously, but that one definitely focuses more on like the business side. And it seems like quarterback is
Yeah.
going to be a lot more balanced in looking at like the personal and the professional life of like showing what their lives are behind the cameras and behind what we're seeing on the field on Sundays and that. And so it'll be interesting to see. It's definitely an interesting pick too. Of like the three quarterbacks they selected. Of course, I think Mahomes makes sense. He's kind of one of those quarterbacks right now that's everywhere. A couple Super Bowls already under his belt as a young player. But yeah, it'll be interesting just to see how that one performs for Netflix and what the interest ends up being. But I'm excited to check it out. Like I said, July 11th for that one. And then yeah, the last
And
one.
Sweet Magnolias,
Sweet
we're back.
Magnolias, three totally different shows. I will say we go from a legal drama to a sports show to a rom-com, basically a kind of, yeah, season three finally arrives July 20th. We're getting all 10 episodes. It's not going to get a split season treatment. All 10 are dropping on July 20th, which is going to be nice for I think this fandom. And yeah, I'm excited. It's just like one of those feel good show that you don't really have to like think too much. You just kind of go in there, enjoy it. There's drama, there's comedy, there's family, there's all the good stuff. And yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how the season does. There's already been like rumors of like them talking about season four. So that'll be interesting to see how season three ends and sets up a potential fourth season. But yeah, season two left off with a lot of cliffhangers. And so fans have been waiting for answers of, you know, who was Helen going to choose, because she was kind of caught up in a love triangle there at the end. And, you know, can Dana Sue make it work? And what's going to happen with Cal's arrest? And so I think fans are going to really enjoy it. They finally dropped the trailer on June 30th, which I feel like that was a late drop for that one, dropping it mm-hmm. so close. Like, usually I feel like we get at least about a month out. But yeah, I think that'll be a hit for them, especially knowing like we're not going to get Virgin River in July. It'll be interesting right. to see, like, will the audience be even stronger with it dropping in the month that normally Virgin River drops? And that month's been really successful for that show. So I don't know. I think it'll be a favorite, though. And the trailer was fun, especially the last line. I'm trying to recall what it was off the top of my head.
Didn't watch it.
One conversation, one brunch, one something at a time.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, the brunch. The brunch. Yeah, that's great. That's like, I feel like we need more of that Netflix like slogans that we can put on t-shirts. Not us, they. Netflix can put it on their own t-shirts. But yeah, Sweet Magnolias, that's interesting. We thought Virgin River season 5 was like on deck or whatever to be released in July. And then they kind of, when was that? In May, they were like, nope, it's coming September. And then they're like, it's not coming in September, or it is coming in September, but it's not September 7th. Don't say it's September 7th. And now I think it's September 7th, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's the last I heard. But yeah, we've been waiting on this one for quite a while, I want to say. What was the last season? Like February?
Yeah, I think it was either February or March or 2022. So yeah, yeah. It's been a bit.
Yeah, so I guess it's good that we get it out there. I'm excited that all the episodes drop at once. I'm tired of these split seasons. I'm sorry. Give me weekly so I can prepare, or all at once. That's my feelings.
Yeah, I like the full season drops, honestly. It's like, if we're not going to do weekly, just give me them all at once. I don't want to wait a month between mm-hmm. episodes, because some of the shows it works for, but some of the splits just, it's too unplanned. And so
yeah.
it really can hurt the show, because I think that's what happened with You season 4, is it just, the split wasn't needed, and it didn't help the show. It hurt the show, because just as the momentum started for that season, they cut it. We had to wait a month, and then you kind of have to remind yourself everything that happened in the last 5 between yeah. the month, and it just did not work. I think it'll work for Lincoln Lawyer, but I would have been mad if they did it for Sweet Magnolias. And I tracked down the quote too.
Oh, you did? Oh, go.
That's how we all get through. One walk, one brunch, one conversation at a time. And I feel like that's just like perfect for merchandise. Like, I'm waiting for Netflix to start slapping it on signs, slapping it on mugs. But that's the show. Like, it's such one of those like just feel good life mantra kind of shows, like supportive friends. And yeah, that was a perfect line to end.
Love. Copyright. I probably am not allowed to say that on a podcast, so sorry. But yeah, no, I that's yeah, those the you got the three like uplifting, like, this is how we're gonna get through whatever happens to us kind of things. I haven't watched the show since the first season, so I'm still not sure how that car wreck played out, but I think I know what happened.
Yeah, I will say the car wreck was kind of, the fallout for the car wreck was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted death.
But that's what I was going to say. I mean, like, when they did that and did the cliffhanger, like, it felt very soap opera to me. And I feel like that after they did that, I hope that they were like, that's not what this show is about. Potentially, like, killing children. Like, that's, I don't know. Just spitballing here.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was definitely, I mean, it kept fans talking, but yeah, I don't know.
Right.
It was interesting. This show does finales really, really well. So I'm almost afraid to see how season 3 ends, because each season has ended with such a big cliffhanger that leaves you wanting more. And I can only imagine what the writers came up with for season 3.
We'll find out in July 20th. All 10 episodes. Okay, so we got a few others. We both watched Too Hot to Handle. That's back for season 5. Can't believe we're doing this again.
Yep, season 5, Too Hot to Handle. I think they're releasing episodes in batches for this one again.
Yeah. So
the first wave arrives July 14th, which is a Friday. And yeah, it's I'm going to be curious to see how they trick this cast, because I'm like, how are
I
these
was going
people
to say,
still not like getting
how
clued
do we
in?
not
Like...
know? I think people sign up for anything. That's what I think. I think that you get contacted via Instagram. They're like, we'll pay you whatever. You can win a cash prize. And they're like, all right, that's fine. You said you're
Yeah.
Netflix, right? It's going to be on TV? Okay, yeah, I'll do whatever you want me to do. But like we've seen with the other reality shows, like this is the kind of the summer vibe. I feel like we know Love is Blind is coming back later this fall. What are some of the other ones? I don't even know. But yeah, Too Hot to Handle's back.
Yeah.
We're going to dupe the cast. We're going to get lots of crazy stuff happening. And then at the end, we'll see if they win any money.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they change anything up with the format this season. Like if they try to introduce any like weird twist, or if they are like more strict about rule breaks, like if they'll lose more money for rule breaks. And I don't know, it's gonna be really interesting just to see what they have planned this season. But yeah, I wasn't expecting this one back in July, because I believe we just had season 4. Was it earlier this year?
Is it the earlier this year or the very end of last year? Like, but I think it maybe finished in like January, something like that. Right? Is that right? That sounds right.
Yeah, so it debuted December 7th. And so yeah, it wrapped up
okay.
right at the end of the year, kind of kicking off at the beginning. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
I mean
quick.
Pretty quick turnaround. And yeah, I thought we'd get I honestly thought we'd maybe get a season of The Circle. Cuz
yeah.
We haven't had a season of that yet, and with Love is Blind coming in the fall, I'm like, I don't know when we might get the next season of The Circle.
Well, it feels like that there are more reality shows in the works. We just saw the Ultimatum Queer Love in May, I want to say. So 2 months in between. So maybe The Circle could be like September. That would kind of, and then I think the, or no, September is Love is Blind. So maybe August and kind of roll into it. We'll see.
Yeah.
What is the track record? I've seen 3 of the seasons. I think, I don't know if I watched them. I didn't watch the most recent one. Are any of them still together? I don't think so. I don't think that for a dating show to have a 0 batting average is tough.
I think there's 2 couples still together.
Okay. I'm Googling.
I'm pretty sure that it's let's see. Emily and Cam, who were season 2? No. Yeah, season 2.
Oh, Emily and Cam. Yep, still together according to Us magazine
and then,
as of December.
I think the other is the original season 1 winners, aren't they?
Oh, are they still together? I just assumed that they were. That's rude of me, but not together. Not together.
Yeah,
not
I think
together.
What was his?
Oh,
I think it was
Brittany and James.
No,
no.
Not them. I think
Britton
it's Kayla
and James.
I think it's Kayla and Seb.
Oh, they're not together.
Yeah, I saw something about this. Dextero says they broke up but then got back together.
Oh, so there's potentially
so,
3 then, because Britton and James are quote unquote dating according to Us. Not
which,
me and you, but Us, the other blind.
I'm not gonna lie to the fact I was always shocked that the first couple, Kayla and Seb, were together, because anyone who watched that first season knows they broke all the rules.
Yeah, they did
like
break
they
all the
cost
rules.
Them so much money, but I mean obviously it must have worked in their favor, because they're the last couple standing from like the
Was
original
the
season.
first Was the first one the one where they like were like, you all tied, you all get like a like $5,000 or $2,000 or something, and Chloe was like, yeah, it was like no money at all or something like that. I think that's right. I'm gonna make that up if it wasn't.
Yeah, I think the first season they split the pot, everybody did.
Yeah,
but then I think
okay.
After that they started doing like, I can't remember, if the contestants vote. But yeah, they started doing like one winner or like a couple has won. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do for this season. I almost hope they, I thought a format change just to shake it up and put them on their, like, oh, we got this, and then throw some curveballs. But yeah. I almost hope there's more eliminations this season too. Because I feel like some of the times, like, there's, will be like one or two people that just kind of like linger, and they're not really connected to anybody. They're just kind of there for vibes. And it's like, just cut people, cut them. Or if they're rule breaking, like, send them home or something. Like, make it more dramatic. I need more drama.
More extreme. Too hot to handle extreme. Yeah. Better competitions or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How have they not done too hot to handle too, like, too extreme?
Yeah, I don't know.
That, it feels like it should be coming.
Yeah, I think that, like, they have so many reality shows that are, like, good at what they do, but also, like, they tried to do it with Perfect Match. It was like, whoa, we have this, like, all these people. But I feel like they're just, like, a, like, idea, premise, twist away from, like, something really good. Like, I don't know what it is, but they're so close on a lot of these reality shows. That's my take, anyway. What else do we got? Survival of the Thickest is Michelle Buteau. How do you say her last name? Buteau?
I believe so, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Which... that's July 13th. That has some sneaky potential, because she's really popular with Netflix. Didn't she host something?
She's the host of The Circle.
That's it, duh. Yep. Oh my god, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we might not get a new season of The Circle, but we get this comedy starring The Circle's host.
Yeah, which, I was like, yeah, I know her voice. Why do I know her voice? Yeah,
yeah, she's our host of The Circle, and she's so perfect as the host of The Circle, because that's when it's like, you're not seen almost 90% of the season. It's just your voice voicing over it. You have to have that perfect delivery, and I just love, like, she's what makes that show so perfect. It's just her reacting and lightly roasting in a fun way the contestants from time to time. But yeah, I think this one's going to be fun. I think it could be a sleeper hit for Netflix. It arrives July 13th, which I feel like that's, Thursday's been a favorite for them to drop comedies. So it makes sense that it'd be a Thursday. I believe there's 8 episodes in season one. And yeah, it centers around Mavis Beaumont, I think is the last name.
Yeah, Beaumont, something like that.
Who's plus size, newly single, and she's trying to basically break into the fashion world. And so it's kind of like her journey and about body positivity and just chosen family. And I think it's just, it looks fun. Like, the trailers that we've seen so far look really, really fun. And I hope this one's a hit for them, especially since they've ended some of their other recent comedies. Like, so many have been wrapping up that I think they need some new breakout comedies. And I feel like this one has that potential.
Yeah, I'm with you. She was also in Always Be My Maybe, which was excellent. Always rewatch it on Netflix. I think it's, like, potentially the best Netflix movie that they've made so far. That's my take. Definitely the best comedy. So, yeah. And then we got They Clone Tyrone. Speaking of movies, John Boyega, Jamie Foxx. That's all I have to say. I'm watching it.
Yeah, this one feels like it's been in the works for.
They've talked about it forever. Forever.
Like, they were promoting this one so heavily at To Doom in 2022. And it's finally coming in July of like you said, July 21st, towards the end of the month. And yeah, I think this one will be a good one. Kind of follows that unlikely trio as they get into a nefarious government conspiracy and a mystery caper, which just feels like it's got all the words that would be things we'd be drawn to. So
yes,
I think this will be a good
especially,
one.
Especially, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any weird government conspiracy. The trailer is awesome. I saw the trailer the other day. I think that they did they roll something out about it at To Doom. I feel like that's when it, like, came back on my radar. They announced all these movies at the beginning of the year, and this was one of them that got a release date pretty early. And so then it's like, just, it, like, slips my mind. Like, I can't keep track of this, and then also, like, all the theatrical release dates this summer. This is also, I believe, do not quote me, the same day that Barbie and Oppenheimer come out. And so, just a really good movie day overall, I feel like, July 21st. I'm Googling just to make sure that that's the right day, but I'm almost positive it is. Yeah, it is. So if you're not seeing Barbie, or Oppenheimer, which I will not be on the opening day. I'm going to watch this movie instead.
Yeah. Oh, and I also should mention, too, I think we forgot, it also has Tiona Paris from the Marvels in it as well. So she rounds out the trilogy. Yeah, I had to give her a shout. I was like, oh, I don't think we mentioned her yet. And yeah, I think it's good. It's just a really great ensemble. And yeah, it gives, I feel like Netflix has had a lot of success with doing like a big movie in July and kind of their competition with like the summer movie. I don't know if this one's going to get a limited theatrical release like we've seen for some of their other movies, but probably. I mean, I feel like they've done it for some of their bigger movies in a limited scale. So we'll see. But I think this one will be a good one to kind of wrap the end of July. And I know fans are excited because, like I said, this one's been in the works and being promoted for a long time.
I'm ready for it. Let's see. I think that that's about it.
Yeah, I think that's it. There's definitely, needless to say, plenty of options for people who are looking for something new to watch. I think this is probably like one of the first times in a while that there really is a big thing for every genre. You've got Lincoln Lawyer to give you legal drama, Sweet Magnolias for the rom-com. You've got The Witcher for fantasy, Too Hot on the reality front. There are some cooking shows coming across the season, which we hadn't talked about, for like that angle. Quarterback for sports. And then, of course, you've kind of got those big action tentpoles like They Clone Tyrone, The Outlaws for that comedy. I mean, there's just something for everybody, I think, coming this month. That it should be a really, really successful month for Netflix. That's my, I don't think it's a bold prediction, but I think it's going to be one of their best months in a while.
Yeah, I feel like it's been kind of a not cool start to the year. I mean, like, we got Ginny and Georgia really kicked things off. We've had some good stuff. Outer Banks, this, it was that February? I think it was February. Yeah, it's been a good, it's been, I don't, it's been a good start to the year, but I mean, I don't think there's been anything yet that's like blowing anyone away other than Outer Banks, of course. But yeah, really, and then it kind of, it gets, a little, not murky, we won't say murky, it gets weird from here on out, though. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that could be coming out. One Piece is dropping in August. The rest of the year is kind of a mystery in terms of what we could see, and like we talked about, how these strikes go. Weird time in the entertainment industry. Yeah. Fingers crossed, though. We'll try to keep it positive.
Yeah, well, speaking of positive, I have to give you, you glazed over the Night Agent erased here again. So
I did. Yeah, that was rough. Yeah, I apologize. That's back for season two. The Diplomat was also good, but not super popular. That's
an interesting
That's
one
of the puzzling ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes.
Yeah.
Didn't get watched by a lot of people. Got a quick season two.
But They're season two is going to be short, right? Isn't season two going to be
episodes.
Shorter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Instead of 10, I think. So maybe 8. I can't remember how much it was, but interesting.
They're really going to spoil us in July. And then after this, it's going to be some hit and miss. I know we've got some big stuff coming. We've got Heartstopper. We've got Virgin River, Bridgerton, One Piece. But beyond those, I'm like, I don't know what else is coming this year. And it's kind of an interesting spot to be in.
Yeah. And there's not like looking at, I mean, there are new things in the works, but in terms of like looking for that, like next Wednesday, you know, like that one, that sneaky, like, or like even last fall, I don't condone, but like Monster was huge. Like those are two of Netflix's most popular shows ever. So if they have stuff like that in the pipeline, that's ready to roll. We just don't know like what that billion view hit will be, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah, that's another, I forgot about Wednesday getting, that's another one that's been pumped by the strike.
It'll be really interesting to see what that I think that they said they're rumored to start in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they were getting ready to film, but I mean,
yeah,
because Screen Actors Guild.
That one's an interesting, because they film, wasn't it Romania that they filmed part of the season?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. But I mean, we definitely, there's a lot of good stuff coming still, and a lot of shows have been renewed. It's just going to be a matter of when they come out because of the strike. So we'll see.
We'll keep you posted.
If nothing else, we've got plenty to distract us with in July.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.